They cream puff while they pumpkin pie to put a crusty bun in the oven. By End Politicians, April 21, 2022, blog, politics, propaganda, writing. Insert banjo music here. Royalty. Could there be a filthier word in the English language? Well, regal, one could imply, also perpetuates their made-up filthy lie of the societal pie in the sky. Besides, royalty much prefer the pie in the thigh, relatively speaking, of course, well, while whispering sweet nothings to relatives anyways. Of course, anyways, implies the position matters not, the sexual position of course, royal standing it is, no not that standing position, it is the position that stands, you know, the highness. Intoxication level highness? Surely they must be. Or could it be mental retardation? That type of stimulation, penetration and insemination from generation to generation is scientifically proven to cause genetic dislocation and visible degeneration, leading to eventual desperation to continue the familial rape of the sovereign nation. Where do I start? Well, other than the historical royal pastime of copulating with closely related family members so as to create a pure offspring off the springs of lying up and down, to get a third leg up, in order to force the continued rape of the actual genetically diverse populace that truly makes the world go round. We ain't in Kansas anymore. Believe it or not, the Ozarks neither. Behind the curtain, what a jolly old place. German antiquity with British sensibility? A stiff lower drip leads to where akin is akin to limitless worthy familial skin, not cardinal sin. Time to knit their name. Royalty. Surely everybody must know that those who bestow a nickname or moniker upon themselves are going to suffer the risible and rightful ribbing and ridicule of any individual that has been able to escape the state of mind of the inbred mind state. An old friend, many years ago, decided that he was worthy of being referred to as Mad Dog. Though the two words might have been applicable to describe the behavior and actions of said person, they were most certainly not capable of being linked together and rendered as a suitably worthy, nor earned, term of endearment, and for this, the Mad Dog came to be heckled as nothing more than a sad dog. Royalty, in reality, outside of the generationally bred mind of state of mind of their captive subjects, are, in an objective analysis, not much more than parasites. Parasites, that unknown to many of the hosts, ne'er doth be cognizant of the life force being absconded from beneath their existence, as the royal parasites, through generational threats and control of propaganda channels, including the foundation of the education system, have managed to infect the minds of the masses, in turn, normalizing and propagating such insolent machinations. Kiss the ring, unless thou art be a first cousin, in which case, kiss my thing. Yes, psychopath and parasite could be formed into the portmanteau of psychoparasite, for a spot on royal description and moniker. Here is another parasite found in nature capable of manipulating the cognitive function of its victims. Tower of Babel. Perhaps it is a free-thinking spirit, the basic understanding of freedom from others' shackles, or the ability to cut through propaganda systems, but many are able to see that the royalty truly have been the oppressors of the masses over the centuries and millennia past, while others seem to be starstruck with ignorance over those who truly give not one inkling towards their existence, let alone well-being. Besides, what else do you label an entity that did all in its powers to keep 99.99% of the populace from attaining anything meaningful, including a basic, let alone, elevated form of education and possible accompanying enlightenment? No doubt the monarchy and its system played a huge part in forming the future that came to be known as today, but is it not time to fully escape the imperial ignorance that still permeates many political systems the world over to this day? Why does Canada, Australia, New Zealand and other Commonwealth countries need to maintain a supposedly symbolic tie to what amounts to an antiquated and historically proven criminal syndicate engaged in and sitting on a vast fortune from past activities such as the African slave trade, drug dealing, genocide of indigenous populations in the New World and Old to name a few actions of the past, and still disgracing the globe under the current globalist empire of death and destruction. And are ties to supposed royalty as symbolic as they would have one believe? After all, empire exists to this very day, and with the ruling inbred families over the centuries and the exorbitant wealth built upon the misery of the world just sit idly by in a passive bank account, or would said capital infiltrate as many countries and moral prostitutes contained within to become part and parcel of the globalist imperial empirical juggernaut that has cleverly and propagandistically morphed itself into the interwoven corporate and institutional firestorm that continues to burn down the sovereign state and those subjects contained within? All for control of the resources, of course, whether mineral or mental. Yeah. All the wars over the centuries and millennia were fought for human advancement and love for humanity, and absolutely nothing to do with resources and the means to exploit said resources for further economic gain, therefore continuance of power, of which brought the chance to stick it to one's first cousin, all with the end game of keeping the game going and cheating as many subjects out of as much as entirely possible. Really, has anything changed much from those bloodletting, throwing one's shitbucket out the window and bathing once a year times of yore? I mean, much of the world has sewers, and pink eye infections may be way down, although I read once that half of India does not have access to a toilet, but the imperial carnage continues with the cloudy capital and its stormy origins following the weather pattern. Empirical empire. Empire is an invisible, timeless, infiltrating, omnipresent continuance as is time itself, feeding on the soul of humanity, just waiting to be brought into a greater equilibrium, an equilibrium that ceases to be allowed to exist due to the nature of the construct itself through the inability of the balance of hosts to identify and decapitate the ageless psychoparasites, who today seem to lurk in every nook and cranny of representative parliamentary democracies and republics the world over, of which the World Economic Forum and its head, Klaus Schwab, seem to be the linchpin of sleaze. Responsible for the ultimate cohesion of the globalist empire du jour. Question is old Klaus the head, or complicatedly the figurehead for the realms of cousin-seducing hemophilia-inducing European royalty? Almost all the European royalty remaining today share the same gene pool, descendants of either, or, Queen Victoria of England and King Christian IX of Denmark, of which are both of historical German origin. They share a gene pool, perhaps they also share a money pool? The mind works in mysterious ways, surely the inbred moneyed mind must have a few extra mysteries. It is their realm, is it not? Conspiracy foreplay, kiss me my globalist brother. If one does not think the current Ukraine-Russian war is related to World War I, World War II and Russian Revolution, is it time to reanalyze? Empire just keeps going, and cares not who lives or dies to achieve the objective and control the narrative. Teutonic tit lurk. As mentioned above, all remaining royal families of today that sit on the thrones of Belgium, Denmark, Norway, Spain, Sweden, and the United Kingdom are the descendants of two members of German royalty. Queen Victoria of the House of Hanover, who just so happens to have married her first cousin, Prince Albert of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, who together had 9 little crusty buns come out the oven, of whom one, Edward VII, became king after the death of Queen Victoria. The other German royal lineage is that of Christian IX of Denmark of the House of Oldenburg, who just so happens, married his double second cousin and had 6 little crusty buns, of whom one daughter, Alexandra, married Edward VII and produced the offspring who came to be known as King George V of England. All these family sexcapades of Yorkshire are hard to follow, or is it swallow? Unlike the semen of one royal relative to another. But one more fact is Alexander's sister, Dagmar, married Alexander III of Russia and gave birth to the last Russian monarch, Nicholas II, who along with his family was killed by the Soviets in the Russian Revolution. It should also be noted that Kaiser Wilhelm II, daughter of Victoria, Princess Royal German Empress, was also the grandson of Queen Victoria of England. So the three cousins, King George V of England, Nicholas II of Russia, and Wilhelm II of Germany all shared the throne of their respective countries at the start of World War I, of which the German houses had a great control apparatus over the resources, both mineral and mental, and therefore the insider economic dominance over royal inbred realms for hundreds of years. Also, when I hear the phrase three royal cousins, for some reason circle jerk automatically comes to mind. The current British royal family were historically known as the House of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, and did not end up adopting the Windsor moniker well into World War I, in 1917. As one may know, Germany and Britain were hotly at war by that point in time, so to save face, 3 years after the war had begun, the Windsors pulled a turncoat and anglicized their historic German namesake. There was even a German aircraft, the Gotha G.IV, that was crossing the English Channel and bombing London by the time of the name change. Play all sides, a royal tradition. With all of today's European royals, apart from the Netherlands, being related to two historically German relatives, houses and lineage, some might find it hard to believe that this supposed royalty is just going to fade into the sunset of ancestral incest and let their hundreds of years of power wither away without using their vast fortunes of exploitation to remain relevant in a time of institutional and corporate global empire. Heck, it even makes one want to question the official narrative of World War II and the Nazis strictly being born out of the German state's humiliation and subsequent Treaty of Versailles reparations. Did I mention that Queen Elizabeth II kept the tradition of cousin marrying alive when she went into the Battenberg lineage with her husband, who came to be known as Prince Philip? And Battenberg was changed to Mountbatten in the guise of again attempting to hide the German lineage. Prince Philip was the royal who wished to be reincarnated as a virus so as to kill a great proportion of the unpure, non-inbred population. Not so funny how chronic inbreeders can be so into eugenics. Like I said before, cognitive impairment. Maybe the Nazi master race BS was a royal decree? World War whatever. Inbreeding and intermarrying, European monarchy and their global empires lost one of their prized possessions in the seizure of the Russian state by the Bolsheviks during the Russian Revolution, and it must have made the hemophilia blood-covered skin crawl with a fear that they and their much-loved cousins could be next, soon, or in the future. But what if they bide their time and try to get Russia back? Did I mention that that inbred crusty bun, Wilhelm II of Germany, was forced to abdicate the throne at the end of World War I when Germany had the German Revolution, which invited Marxism to roost, inevitably causing the lack of confidence in the new form of highly Marxist governance, which played the pivotal role in the post-war German hyperinflation. So in essence, by the end of World War I, the inbred houses of German royal lineage that had reigned over Russian and German territories for hundreds of years had all of a sudden just lost control over the access of power and natural resources for the vast majority of all European geographical lands. That mother Russia, she be huge and full of goodness. Is it really so coincidental that a masterful orator with the backing of former monarchy-approved German Army Chief Erich Ludendorff came to power under the pretense of elimination of Marxism and the dismantling of the newly formed Weimar Republic? What about after being charged and imprisoned for 5 years in his role in the Beer Hall Putsch of 1923? Yes, Adolf Hitler, the great orator and motivator, was released, against the prosecutor's wishes, after serving not much more than 1 year in prison, while getting preferential treatment from authorities inside and outside prison walls. Hitler must have had some friends in highly connected places. Perhaps a lot of money was thrown around to grease the wheels? Maybe a great orator could ramp the people up for a war to recapture those Russian resources and terminate the commie bastards responsible for eliminating the European royalty breeding stock. Oh yeah, and get back a foothold, then full grasp of the historic geographical location of the European royal houses that ruled Europe for hundreds of years. Is that part of why the US has been occupying German territory for 77 years now? No, World War II was not strictly about what the writers of the history books and the designers of the education system want the general populace to believe. In the past, I have written about how history is never what the empire wants its subjects to believe, and said article contains links to how America was funding the Nazi regime. And here is an article about the funding of the Nazis leading right back to the Bank of England. While the Allies fought minor skirmishes with the Nazis in North Africa and slogged their way up Italy, Russia was under an eradication campaign by up to 20 times the Nazi force that the Allies faced. Once the Nazis were kaput and capitulated after not being able to live up to their end of the deal of capturing Russia and the resources, the Allies damn near carried on with the Empire's objective of Operation Barbarossa and capturing Russia and the resources to keep the Empire goose-stepping into the future. What Stalin was able to achieve in defeating the Nazis probably scared the West half to death, hence the Cold War was born, and the globalist empire has been making their move on Russia ever since the collapse of the Soviet Union at the end of the 1980s. NATO expansion, all to encircle what Lenin, Stalin and the Soviets took away from the hemophilia-humping Homo sapiens who came to be known as royalty, now psychoparasites. Say, do you know that the head of the World Economic Forum and globalist empire mouthpiece, Klaus Schwab, has some interesting ties to the Nazis, MI6, CIA and the former money laundering capital of the world, Switzerland? That wacky globalist empire, kiss the ring. In a future article I will do a Canada royalty article. It will either be called Ditch the Witch, or Time for a Royal Flush. CR